As Independence Day approaches, the streets and neighborhoods of Rawalpindi have descended into a cacophony of noise, with children and boisterous youth causing widespread disturbance through the use of high-decibel air horns and firecrackers. The incessant and often startling racket has severely disrupted daily life, particularly for women, children, and pedestrians. Groups of young motorcyclists have been observed blasting these horns at full volume while weaving through traffic, often without warning. This reckless conduct has led to several near misses and minor traffic accidents, as startled drivers struggle to maintain control. Across both Rawalpindi and Islamabad, makeshift stalls have proliferated in residential markets and commercial centers, openly selling these dangerously loud horns and Chinese firecrackers in significant quantities. The noise typically begins early in the morning and persists until midnight, turning many areas into virtual war zones of sound. This relentless barrage of noise has led to frequent disputes in residential areas, some of which have escalated into physical altercations resulting in injuries. Despite the mounting tension and risk, the practice shows no sign of abating. Influenced by the older youths, even young children have begun purchasing these horns using their pocket money. Their use has spread across marketplaces, shopping malls, and recreational spaces throughout the city. The cost of these noisemakers has risen since last year. Small horns are currently being sold for ₹7,100, medium and large variants for ₹250, while full-size, high-decibel horns fetch up to ₹350. These are readily available at almost every street stall. Firecrackers, too, have seen a price surge, with smaller boxes retailing at ₹100, and louder, premium varieties selling for ₹200. In every corner of Rawalpindi, the shrill paw-paw and DZZ-DZZ of horns and firecrackers have reached a deafening crescendo. Stallholder Asad Sadi noted that demand remains exceptionally high. Young people, children, even women, are buying them in bulk. Whatever stock we bring in sells out the same day. It's peak season for us, he explained. Deputy Medical Superintendent at Benazir Bhutto General Hospital, Dr. Inayat, warns prolonged exposure to such loud noise can seriously damage hearing, especially in infants, toddlers, and the elderly. Blasting these horns near people or animals can have dangerous consequences. Avoiding them altogether is the safest option, he advised. The medic described the issue as a broader societal problem that requires coordinated intervention by both the government and civil society. He further suggested that a ban on the manufacture and sale of high-decibel horns could yield meaningful results. Nevertheless, as Independence Day draws nearer, the volume, frequency, and intensity of these disruptive sounds continue to grow, prompting rising concern among citizens, healthcare professionals, and safety advocates alike.